It's making supply chain problems worse. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. An ongoing trucker protest in Canada, angry about COVID vaccine mandates, spilling over to our border, exacerbating an issue already making inflation worse, hitting a 40-year high last month. Fox's Jeff Manasso has the latest live.
Dave, the trucker freedom convoy has taken over Canada in peaceful protests from Vancouver to Ottawa, with thousands of truckers shuttering border crossings, including the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor. Truckers say to end all of the country's virus mandates.
If we don't do this, we'll never get back to normal. That's why we're doing what we're doing. We're fighting this for our freedom.
Shuttered borders has led to reduced production and closures of Detroit's auto plants, as the Biden administration is now urging Canada to end the mandate standoff that spread to other countries, including possibly soon to our own. Dave.
Just speaking of mandates, nearly 3,000 municipal workers in New York City could lose their jobs today for refusing to get COVID vaccine shots by the deadline. Another state is unmasking people.
Now is the appropriate time for me to announce that Nevada will rescind our mask mandate.
Governor Steve Sisolak's order effective immediately, but Nevada school districts are still allowed to require kids wear masks. He is one of about a dozen Democratic governors lifting mandates, but President Biden's not ready to lift federal requirements, telling NBC Nightly News the CDC and the science aren't there yet.
I think it's probably premature, but it's a tough call.
Republicans insist the science shows masks do more harm than good, especially for kids. The president is writing an executive order to unfreeze $7 billion from Afghanistan's central bank in the U.S. He wants half for Afghan humanitarian aid, the other half to compensate 9/11 victims. Secretary of State Antony Blinken again urging American citizens in Ukraine to leave immediately as Russia moves more troops closer.
We're in a window when an invasion could begin at any time.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
All these state mask mandates that are being lifted come as COVID cases decline. They're now going down a fourth straight week, even though COVID deaths have risen 5 weeks in a row, hitting an almost one-year high last week, as we also keep learning more about COVID's effects on the body.
New research suggests the coronavirus can invade and destroy the placenta, leading to stillbirths. Stillbirths are uncommon, but pregnant women with COVID-19 face an elevated risk, particularly with the Delta variant. Researchers in 12 countries, including the U.S., analyzed tissue from 64 stillbirths and 4 newborns who died shortly after birth. The study indicates that placenta damage rather than infection of the fetus is often the cause. The cases all involved unvaccinated women. The research was published Thursday. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
President Biden says he's doing a deep dive on 4 possible Supreme Court nominees, researching and considering them, also telling NBC Nightly News it shouldn't be a tough confirmation fight.
I think we'll get a vote from the Republican side for the following reason. I'm not looking to make an ideological choice.
President Biden plans to nominate a black woman to fill the seat of retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Dick Durbin said the committee's Democrats offered support.
The message was, we trust your judgment, Joe Biden, when it comes to choosing the right person.
Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono said, as a woman of color herself, she wants to see a qualified pick, but also one
to reflect the diversity of our country
and win over some Republicans in an evenly split Senate. A nominee from the president is expected later this month. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down, but not as much as yesterday's sell-off when the Dow dropped more than 500 points. At the Olympics, the U.S. still at 10 medals, four of them gold, four behind the leaders in Beijing. The American women's hockey team won to advance to the semifinals. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.